Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bash, your host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing your status and raising your standards. Welcome to Empowering Your Mind Monday. Once again, we're here to enlighten and empower and encourage you to do your next, do your thing, do your something. This is a new year, new time, new season for us to be greater than we were last year, have an opportunity to be more than we were last year. To have an opportunity to inspire and to increase and empower more than we did last year, because this year is the year for empowerment. This year is the year for growth. This year is the year of marketing. That's where it is. It's the new big thing. It's the new something. And I believe it's the new career path that a lot of us have ventured out on. We do it and don't even realize it. We're doing it each and every day. Marketing is just a natural something for especially ladies. We'll tell somebody about where we got a handbag or save some clothes or save the price on some clothing or well, furniture, cars. It doesn't matter. Boat guys, you know, those of you who shop around for a deal, you know, it doesn't matter. We're still consumers always, and we're definitely going to continue to share where you can get the best deal on some things with our friends and family. That's just something that we do. So today on Empowering Minds, we're going to focus on marketing goals. Marketing goals are something that most of us as network marketers, direct sellers, we focus on our warm market most of the time. But how many of you know that your device, your email, your tablet, your phones, that's mobile marketing, and we're going to have a goal that you're going to set for yourself, okay? So those devices that you have, that a lot of times they'll tell you, go through your phone and check and see your friends and people and send them a text, send them a phone call. Send them a text or a voicemail or email of some sort and say, hey, take a look at this. I got something that's going to make us a whole lot of money. It's the same script that each and every business, home base that is, encourages. They do it on a bigger scale with most of the big companies, in my opinion, but when you're opening up a smaller, new market with individuals who have no skills, they tell you to start with your friends and family first. And your mobile device is usually the way that they go about doing that. They have you go in and create your list. But when you work for a big corporation, your list is your friends and family anyway, because you work at this certain place or because you cook at this certain place or bake at this certain place or whatever the case may be, you're going to tell your friends and family to come, and your friends and family are going to come because they want a deal. That's where that is. They want the hookup. They want your discount. They want what you have at a lesser price. But one thing you can't give them with a corporation is something for free, because it's not your company. You know, you could do it, but it probably wouldn't. I wouldn't behoove you to do that. I don't think that would be wise to make that step. But no matter what we do, marketing is part of whatever we're doing. No matter if it's getting individuals to come to church, whether you're getting them to come to a revival or concert, marketing and advertising is the way to go. And you have to have goals set, because those things actually take time and preparation, and it's building your brand is what you're doing. When you're setting these marketing goals, you're building your brand. So I'm going to give you one or two things to do, which is a homework assignment. We're in January. We're only in the second week. The first week, of course, was mostly encouragement last Monday. talked about encouragement, and you setting your goals and writing them down and how you're going to achieve them. But mobile marketing needs to be one of those options. And if you're afraid of the computer, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get acquainted with the computer. If you don't want to or don't know how, and I suggest and I highly recommend that you get someone who does. Get someone in your circle, in your family, somebody to work with you in getting your mobile marketing set up. Okay, so set up your mobile marketing goals. So if you don't know how to do these things, turn the computer on, operate Windows, Publisher, PowerPoint, I recommend you go take a class or get somebody to help you, show you. A lot of you adults, if you got some kids in your house, some teenagers, I promise you they know how to work that system. So what I would recommend is you getting them to create you a couple of flyers, show you how to do a little few tweaks and knickknacks. Get on some YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. It's free. There's all types of things. You can Google search and find some things to watch, to self-teach yourself. If you're not able to do something like that, then I recommend getting someone in your group who's interested in that type of thing and let them learn. And then they can come and teach the team, or either you can get the team to pay them to do some stuff for them. That's how that works. You know, we need to work together and doing some things for ourselves. We need to come back to working with each other to help ourselves. So set a goal. Set a goal, something that you don't know how to do. Plan on accomplishing it by the end of the month. 30 days, that's all I'm asking. It's really not 30 days anymore since the day is the ninth. So you have till the end of the month to at least teach yourself something about the computer that you don't know. Learn something about the app. Go through your phone. Learn some things. You might find some little things on your phone that will be able to help you to do your mobile marketing. Get in touch with your Google, ladies and gentlemen. Google Calendar, they have so many free things that are in that one little app that it's ridiculous. You really shouldn't have to spend a whole lot of money on a lot of marketing tools if you don't know what you're doing. I wouldn't go and spend a bunch of money on a text marketing system and you don't even know how to turn a computer on. You want things preset and you want everything right now and easy, but it will really benefit you more if you learn how the system works yourself, if you create some things yourself, because then you have control over it. You can go in and make changes when you feel like it. You don't have to pay somebody to go in and do these things for you. Or you could have, like I said, you got some kids in the house that can do these things and they love doing it. You got a geek for a kid. Y'all, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you now, having a geek in the family is a good thing, because those are the individuals that's going to take your family to the next level. That's just honest truth. Because mobile marketing is the next big thing. It is already the big thing, but it is the next big thing. And you're going to be able to make a lot of income off of that. You're going to be able to do some things on your own. You could be a web designer, freelance, graphics designer. You could have people hire you to create and make some stuff for them, their logos, little things, ladies and gentlemen, that you can do with your publisher, your Windows. Go get some cheap software out there, some really inexpensive software that you can get that has a lot of logos, emblems that you can use that are already pre-purchased, and you just need to put your name on it. And then, of course, when you're getting your business registered and certified with the state, then you're good to go, okay? So make sure that you're doing your homework. You're not just sitting around waiting for someone else to do something for you. Even if you have your own home-based business through another company of some sort, they have their logo and things that already ready. Stuff is preset for you. They have pictures, ads. All you have to do is download it, learn how to do this stuff, put it in its own folder, post it in social media, add your own description and your information, and boom, there you go. Put it in Facebook, connect your Facebook to your Instagram and your Twitter, and it's only one post. And it looks like you're flooding and you're working and you're always on the computer, but you're not. You've just learned how to work your mobile marketing. That's all you're doing, okay? So set goals for yourself. Set goals for your team. As a part of your overall marketing strategy, you must define your goals. You need to define them. You need to determine what it is you need to do, what's going to take you to the next level. Go through your own personal trainings, ladies and gentlemen, with your company, whoever you've chosen to partner with. You've paid the enrollment fee and you decided to be a part of the company, then do your due diligence, do your homework, do your research, and get your goals set for yourself. Don't wait on the friends and family, because I'm going to tell you right now, if you're waiting on them to take you to where you got to go, you're going to be waiting. Okay, so you need to learn how to reach your cold market. That's what it's called. It's called cold market simply because you do not have a relationship with these individuals. So once you're out there and your social media and you're putting things in, people will friend you on Facebook. They will friend you or follow you on Twitter. Of course, search them, ladies and gentlemen. Don't just accept people into your circle and you don't know absolutely anything about them, because that's how hackers get in. But I do need you to be excited that people are asking to follow you and friend request you. And if they're having a bunch of mutual friends, you know, call one of those mutual friends and say, hey, you know, do you know Becky Jo? You look like y'all are a mutual friend. Do you know them? And if they don't know them, then, you know, follow them for a little bit yourself. And then, you know, go ahead and accept it. If you feel comfortable and you kind of check them out a little bit and you see that they are who they say they are, then accept them. And if they send you something in your inbox, hey, they're just utilizing the market. They're utilizing mobile marketing. You've accepted the friend, which gives them the open door to offer you what they're offering. But if you've done the research, you already know they're a marketer of whatever kind, or they're an evangelist, or they're something. And when something shows up in your box, you're not as surprise. So just know that it's going to happen. When individuals find out you are a marketer of some sort, they're going to be bothering you, hounding you, and asking you to be a part of their circle, because they want you to help them get where they want to go. They want you to help them build their dream. So don't fall into that unless it's something that you actually really want to do. Your mobile goals should relate to business, your business. Learn what it is that you're excited about, your business, whatever it is. That's your mobile goals. You want to launch out there, put pictures of your cakes and cookies, your yard, your flowers, your arrangements, mums, whatever it is that you do, jewelry, whatever it is, put it out there. Download a training handbook or workbook of some sort to grow you. Ask yourself some questions that you think that other people would ask or that you would ask someone else. Ask yourself those questions and then be able to grow you daily until you accomplish the goals that you set up for yourself, okay? I know that was a lot, it was a mouthful, but the few sentences in the description, but there's a lot of meat on that bone. But ladies and gentlemen, the best thing I'm going to push for you, we've been riding this pony for about 3 years now, going into four, and I've given you a lot of information along the way. So those of you who are new to Empowering Your Minds, please go back and listen to the playbacks. That's blogtalkradio.com/ Empowering Your Mind, or go to blogtalkradio.com. So Real with Madeline. And this is where we keep it real daily, by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status and raising our standards in Christ. We believe that God has put us here for a purpose. He says that he has a purpose and a plan just for us, each of us, a plan to prosper us, a plan to love us, and for us to be able to find some peace and joy beyond understanding. So we need to be willing to walk in the purpose in that plan. And ladies and gentlemen, pain comes with that plan. So just know that and be able to accept it. Move forward in your life. I'm Madeline Bass, and this has been Empowering Your Mind, and we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. God bless you, and have a good day.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop coming.